In West Virginia today, a landmark asbestos liability trial got underway. Some 5,000 plaintiffs are suing companies that either made asbestos or used it to manufacture other products. Asbestos was used widely in American industry in the 1960s and 70s because it was an excellent fireproofing material, but asbestos also caused lung cancer and other respiratory problems in the people who worked around it. Business groups say many of the plaintiffs aren't even sick and that the litigation is out of control. NPR's Jack Speer reports from Charleston, West Virginia.
The trial that began this week initially featured 8,000 plaintiffs and 250 corporate defendants. But in the days leading up to the trial, those numbers were whittled away as an army of lawyers have hammered out 11th-hour settlements. Scott Siegel is with the Siegel Law Firm, the lead counsel representing the plaintiffs in the trial.
In the beginning, we needed two courtrooms. As a result of the settlement of over 200 defendants' cases and literally thousands of plaintiffs' cases, we now only need one courtroom, and so we've reduced the size of the courtroom based upon the fact that we have many fewer claims now to actually try.
By the time opening arguments began this morning, the number of defendants in the case had fallen to fewer than half a dozen. Among them, Union Carbide, now a subsidiary of Dow Chemical, and Mobil, currently part of ExxonMobil. Steve Farmer, an attorney for Mobil, says what many companies, including his client, believe is that mass trials such as this one are simply used as a means of wringing settlements out of companies.
Because we believe that we're entitled to defend our product, and we're going to take a stand here. We don't believe our product has hurt anybody. And while there is tremendous leverage in a procedure like this that probably a lot of defendants have succumbed to, Mobil doesn't intend to.
But in their opening remarks, plaintiffs' lawyers painted a picture of companies they say breached their duty to their employees and those they did business with by failing to warn them of the dangers of asbestos. Attorney Scott Siegel says the companies on trial here knew about the dangers decades ago, but failed to do anything about it.
They knew they had this problem all along. They chose to ignore it, and the results that their own scientists tell them would occur, that their own doctors told them that would occur, in fact, did come true, and it occurred. And that's the tragedy of this case.
Mobil and some of the other large corporate defendants in this trial have appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, questioning the constitutionality of mass asbestos trials, like the one being held here in West Virginia. However, so far, the high court has declined to get involved. Mobil's Steve Farmer says the way asbestos cases are being handled puts too high of a burden on the defendants.
What we're looking for is a procedure where we can determine the plaintiffs that actually have a cause of action, and not all these defendants, not all these plaintiffs in one confusing case where it's very difficult for the jury to understand the real issues.
The six-member jury panel and two alternate jurors are expected to hear testimony in this case for the next several weeks. Legal experts have estimated that perhaps hundreds of thousands of more asbestos plaintiffs may be out there, with estimated total liability to U.S. companies in the hundreds of billions of dollars. Jack Speer, NPR News, in Charleston, West Virginia.